Proclamation number 2031 of August 15, 1941. Love, protection against evil. Love is a powerful weapon in the battle against evil, and he who fights with this weapon will be victorious. He who stands in love cannot be harmed by the evil power. He is protected against all attempts by the enemy to harm him. And thus the human being's first endeavor should be to practice love. Then he will be exposed to few temptations, for the enemy will not bother a loving person because he knows that his efforts are unsuccessful. And therefore the person who is active in love will lead an easier life on earth. He will not be exposed to such severe suffering or adversity, for if he is in love he is already turned towards God and no longer needs suffering to reshape his thinking. Love and God are inseparable. To be lovingly active means at the same time to reduce the distance to God. It therefore means to come ever closer to God. And where God himself is in man through love, the enemy will understandably not be able to be there, i.e., man will not be exposed to his oppression. Practicing love is the first and most important commandment, because only the loving person is entitled to divine love. The affection of divine love, however, is the only thing that man should desire on earth, for divine love fulfills everything for him. It gives him earthly and spiritual good. It gives him peace of mind. It gives him strength and grace. It introduces him to knowledge and keeps him away from all impurity that surrounds man and oppresses him. Divine love has only one goal: to move its creatures to join the Creator from eternity. Therefore love will always favor the union with God and consequently mean the detachment from the power that is against God. So our love is, there cannot be the adversary of God, therefore the loving human being cannot be at the mercy of the adversary's activities either. He protects himself against him if he lives in love. He thereby pushes towards God, and God grants him his protection against all evil. Amen.